Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. Our text is the lection we heard already. Here again, the first verse of 2 Timothy 2. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. On this day in our nation, there's a great division. There's a great division over who ought to be our president, our senators, our governors, our representatives. There are a lot of issues that feed this division. People divided over the economy, over the war in Iraq, the war against terrorism. And they are even divided over the definition of what has been from the very beginning. However, there is even a greater division in our world over who and what saves us. Perhaps even in our church over what is worshiped and who is worshiped. And in our text, Paul, about to lose his life for the sake of the gospel, gives Timothy some final directions as what he was about to do. He says, you, my child, be strengthened by the grace in Christ Jesus. Timothy was going to be the one left behind as the legacy of St. Paul's work. He would be left behind to preserve and extend the teaching of St. Paul when he would be executed for the faith, becoming one of the faithful departed. And under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Paul gave direction for the preservation and proclamation of the crucified, risen, and returning Christ. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. In the trials of the church by fire and persecution, faithful men would be needed to make sure that the message of Christ, the victor for us, would not be lost. The message that Paul preached and taught was precious, but in many ways it is fragile, liable to be misunderstood, to be perverted and suppressed by man's opinion, as they would strive to twist Scripture to fit their human ideas. So faithful confessing men like Timothy were needed, and they still are. Paul knew Timothy well, considering him a son in Christ. Therefore, in this letter of encouragement and direction by the Spirit, he lifted up Timothy and his successors to help them face the trials and the tribulations that would soon come and still comes this day. The church needed and still needs men that are dedicated to their calling. They need to be entrusted with the message that saves. Men that would be apt to teach, competent, able to teach well. Not men who would lord their positions over the people, but who would winsomely present the message of Christ, our substitute. While faithful and competent teachers were and are needed, the teachers also needed to be, as St. Paul said, brave and courageous, although he didn't quite use those words. He says, share in suffering as a good soldier in Christ Jesus. Now, there's a great line for recruiters to use. Share in suffering? But that's what it is. The good soldier's dedication was the perfect example for Timothy. The imperial Roman soldier was a tough character, but much was expected of him. And Timothy was encouraged to demonstrate the same attitudes towards service to Christ as the soldier to the emperor. And depending upon God's grace in Jesus Christ, Timothy and his successors could take their stand like Roman soldiers. Ones who would not give up and run, but would rather run with the gospel to the world, fighting to the death for the common good. Not only should Timothy follow the example of the fearless soldier, but he also ought to have, as the text goes on, singleness of mind. Paul says no soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. Those soldiers had one thing in mind, to kill and break things. But Timothy was to have one thing in mind, and that was to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to a world that didn't know him, and to appoint others to carry that word out. No half-hearted men were needed in order to preserve the teaching of Christ. Rather, men dedicated to the proclamation of Christ at all costs. But the problem was with those half-hearted, unfaithful, cowardly men who really didn't believe the gospel of Christ. Turning tail and running, they ran from Christ, they ran from Paul, and they'll probably run from you. But Timothy and his recruits needed to keep the faith. And evidently did. They did, for today we have men who are still preparing themselves to spread the unadulterated word. For there were heroes of faith like Paul and Timothy, Titus, Luther and Chemnitz, Leah and Winnicken and Walther and many others who've gone on before us, who also were strengthened by the grace of Christ Jesus. Those heroes kept the faith, and they kept the message straight for the generations to follow. In the face of opposition of those who would pervert the message, they held the truth up for the world to see. There indeed yet remains the need for bold witnesses to Christ. Though we are not losing our heads these days in the United States for the sake of the gospel, persecution is taking place. We will continue to face challenges to the faith, but how will we face up to the challenge? The same way as Timothy, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. The day may well indeed come when political correctness will totally rule our nation, when the political correctness of the left will overcome the sanity to the that to some extent still exists today in America. Depending upon the outcome of elections to come, appointments of judiciary, it may soon become illegal to speak of sin of the politically correct, as it has now become in some nations. But illegal or not, we will give our allegiance to the one who has called us to be his, the one who has saved us to be his. For he has indeed called, gathered, and enlightened us to be his messengers. Elected by God, sent forth in his name with his word of law and gospel, we go out with his sacraments, and we worry not about the issues of the world, but rather go out as faithful servants of Christ, going with the message of our salvation, proclaiming the truth in love, not worrying about what will happen, but accounting upon the grace of God to provide. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.